Hello, this is Cammy.
Oh, hi, Cammy. This is Arnold.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay, now, yeah, I can. It went blank there for a bit. So,
okay, great.
Well, thank you, Cammy, for getting back with me and for giving us an update on cows on becoming independent and what's been happening. It's
This week we pulled together a demonstration on behalf of hundreds of people with disabilities who learned that some early information from the state capitol indicated that there would be some additional cuts coming our way to the service system for people with disabilities. And so when that information got out, one of the roles that programs like Becoming Independent can play is helping people advocate for themselves. And so at least at Becoming Independent, the people we serve with disabilities said, we know what to do. We're going down to downtown Santa Rosa to the legislative offices and let them know that we are scared of that. We do not want cuts, no more cuts to our services. And so we just did that on Wednesday. We rallied in the state building in Santa Rosa for a little over an hour. There were nearly 350 of us.
Wow.
It was powerful and really important to people that don't often have a voice.
Well, where does the who normally gives you the money and how is it being handled?
So the state of California, through the Department of Developmental Services, funds programs like Becoming Independent. And locally, we have something called a regional center. There are 21 in California. Ours is called North Bay Regional Center. That's the receiving agency of state funds. And then that agency, North Bay Regional Center, funds vendors, such as Becoming Independent, to provide direct services to people with disabilities. So North Bay Regional Center has been told for certain that there will be 3% across the board cuts to what they consider their both their operations and purchase of services. And now last week learned that there is a suggested additional 1.25% cut. And so that money will trickle down directly to our fees for service. And for BI, it's starting to really add up. It's looking like now if these percentages even just hold here at 4.25%, we're looking at about $876,000 losses as we begin to craft our budget moving forward for the summer. So we're up in arms over it.
Yeah, because that's a lot of dough. Because I know the people who work under your programs. I mean, they don't earn a lot to begin with. So that $876,000 that translates to a lot of people.
It does, and you know, for programs like BI, we hate to see missed work days. You know, you and I last talked about closure days, and those are in the mix as well. 4 days where our programs will be closed that provide employment opportunities for people. And so each of those days we're closed, over 400 people who are used to working on those days won't be. So those individuals with disabilities are not going to earn money on those 4 days that are calendared next year. And it's hard enough for us to maintain really excellent business contracts and enough work for people that they want, you know, out in the community. So, yeah, we're, you know, BI is among other programs that are really having to question everything, once again, how we're going to go about serving, in our case, over 1,300 people moving forward with cuts like this for certain and likely to worsen. I mean, if you think about it, this is only May. The budget takes a long time to craft. I can't imagine we'll see anything before September of any solid form. So there's a long haul ahead, and so it looks tough.
Yeah, because there's that law of diminishing returns there. You know, they keep cutting.
Right.
You know, it leaves you with nowhere to go.
Right. So for Becoming Independent, you know, there's always a bright side, which is our mission is community inclusion, participation for people who want to become independent. And so every day, you know, our services are extremely value added to our community. We know that. The people we serve remind us of that every day, how happy they are to have a place to go, to work, to create art, make friendships, to make a difference, volunteer, to give back. And so we are fortunate that we work for a place that just feels absolutely like the right thing to do. So despite all of this news, and while we're not putting in our heads in the sand, we're running a business. And so with our board of directors at my side, we're absolutely looking close at how we do our business. But the mission of serving these people who deserve the very best is highly motivating, always is, you know. So
right.
We're lucky that way.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of heart and passion in it.
Absolutely. And you know, the closer they cut us, the more the passion has to drive us. Because, you know, if you don't have the funding, you're really doing heart and soul work always. But, yeah, you get down to the bottom of it. So we have a giving program at Becoming Independent, a membership program we started a little over a year ago to see if we could increase both our families and our community, increase the donations and increase the support we can get, because if the state of California, you know, eroding revenues and the cuts are going to get, you know, even further into BI's bottom line, then we are asking the community to help support us. So we've got a monthly membership club called the BI Giving Club, and our website, you know, you can go to the website and help support us that way. And so we're absolutely looking at other ways that we can build ourselves and stay really, really strong for the people who need us.
Yes, indeed. And I think when we spoke last year, you were just opening up a new center in Santa Rosa, if I remember rightly.
Might have been an expansion up in New York, because we've got the same, we're still here in Santa Rosa, and we were able to expand our building in Healdsburg. We're very close to the town square, and that community, northern county, is continues to grow a bit. And to that end, there are a number of adults who want services such as BI, so we offer employment, arts, community activities, volunteerism, and so we have a really great program up in Healdsburg, Monday through Friday program, and we also offer independent living supports to those individuals who are choosing to live on their own up there in Healdsburg and Cloverdale and all the way up to Kaiserville, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, that's quite a spread.
Yeah. We've got quite a spread, yeah, and down to Petaluma and Napa County, Solano. So yeah, we really we get around, if you will.
Now, do you ever have any hope of private philanthropic groups? Are they any use in this situation?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we have we really have a long history of being supported by the community, and certainly. One of the many places we find support is in even financial institutions. The Exchange Bank has been helpful to us many times over the years, West America. And most recently, we've joined the Community Foundation of Sonoma County, and we're now an organizational fund there. And so when you think of philanthropy, I can think of no better broad-based community organizations such as the Community Foundation, where many of our best donors place those precious resources and ask that foundation to place them where we see best, where our community needs support the most. And now Becoming Independent is available to donors through the Community Foundation to leave a legacy, to leave a layer of support to us. And so that's something new since we last spoke.
Yeah.
Feeling really good. Also looking for grant opportunities to work with children with our community, really kind of reaching out to Becoming Independent to be the additional layer to who already is out there working with little ones and their families, various research into grant opportunities to provide children's services. We have a playroom at our building in Santa Rosa for children. That was sponsored by a grant with Community Action Partnership. So we do have children on site now and support groups for families. So we are definitely gearing up for an additional support service to little ones. We're traditionally serving adults, but we are now opening our doors a little wider and looking to serve really the whole person, their whole life if they choose that.
Right. Now, you've been obviously involved with Becoming Independent for very decades, may I say. So
almost a decade, yes.
Yeah. So have you seen it anything like this before?
We've seen, you know, tough times like this before. What we haven't seen is any improvement in our rates for reimbursement since 1991. You know, the support that with disabilities debts has really been sort of stuck for nearly 20 years now, right? And so for us and programs like BID, these additional cuts on top of really difficult numbers to work with at best, what you're going to start seeing is absolute closures of some smaller programs in our community. It's one thing for Becoming Independent to absorb. If I'm space with my board to absorb almost $1 million at just the minimum here. Well, you can imagine what programs have with, you know, smaller supports. How are they going to manage these kind of cuts this summer? So the face of the services that are being offered in our community are going to have to change. True collaboration. We talk about collaboration all the time amongst ourselves as nonprofits and those of us for classic social work and food distribution and homelessness and all that. We will now really need to really coordinate services and really find ways to work together where autonomy is one thing, but we have to kind of be vigilant about our resources and seeing how we might share them. So I'm open to it. I know we're looking for ways to work with other groups so that services can maintain just the utmost in quality, given finances. Seen it before, but it's honestly looking last a really long time. You know, we're looking at years ahead of worsening conditions, you know, financially. So, yeah, tough.
Yeah, and obviously, if a program is closed, it's very difficult to open it again, I imagine.
It is. Programs that close don't open again, really. What happens is, you know, that population that was part of that program starts seeking a new population, a new program, and really, in the meantime, what folks are doing. You know, the loss of programs and people who are used to, with disabilities, who are used to structure and routine and support and guidance, that kind of stuff, and either, you know, being stuck in a setting that they don't appreciate or for families having to take time off of work for long periods of time while their loved one is looking for a new place to be during the day, those are just very big hardships and you know, and have financial and emotional and social implications sort of galore. So just not the kind of thing. It's just like schools, you know, schools that miss kids who miss out at school, there's, you know, just don't keep kind of moving forward. There's a lot of progress that's made by all of us human beings really having something fantastic to do every day, a purpose and something that makes us feel great about being who we are. And when you start chipping away at that, and again, I know my cause is one of many locally that, you know, we can all get into, we can all really feel bad about that is beginning to be chipped away. But we all need a purpose. We really do. And I'm always disappointed to see these kind of things get broken down.
Well, that's it. At that level, I mean, obviously the psychological harm, you know, the people who've managed to get work and they feel proud about it and, you know, and they feel better about themselves, and to have that taken away, and it must be very difficult.
I heard somebody say recently who's been interviewed, one of our folks at a job, he was working at Newmax, and he said to the news reporter, you know, just makes you feel bad enough that you're born disabled, and then feel like you should be disabled. Just as I was born to support through the disability support group, I'm working at Newmax, only to be told, oh, yeah, and also you can't work 4 days this year either, disabled. Said, it just makes you feel so bad about yourself. And I just like, wow, what message are you getting when you hear that? I mean, what can you tell yourself about how valued you are as a you know, human being? It's wow, that was.
So what can listeners do to help your cause, to get the word out? What can we do?
To speak up. The more people that communicate to our local legislators about how much they care about social programs when it comes to making tough cuts, imploring our legislators to not make those cuts on the backs. You know, right now, that's what's up for us. There's a super fight with social programs. So anything people can do to communicate that legislator, if they care about people with disabilities and their families, I think sending that message, no more cuts, would be very helpful. For a program like Becoming Independent, financial support that's sustainable and predictable through our BI Giving is an excellent way to let us know that you're there. And that can be done on our website, www.becomingindependent.org. We'd love to have you over for a visit. I think getting to know an organization like ours, getting to know and watch our mission in motion, I think can make a real difference in when people are making tough choices. Topic and who to apply those generous resources to. So we welcome that. We have tours the third Thursday of every month where you can meet some of the people that want to meet you and let you know about how they're part of Becoming Independent. So, we would really welcome anybody to get to know us a little bit better.
Oh, excellent. And so what is the timeline? Is it up to the state budget? What is the process now?
Well, I think something called the May Revise, so we've seen that document public. It gives some, at least a beginning indication of what will happen to our piece of the, in terms of the state of California. I would imagine people are going to protest throughout the summer. People with disabilities and their families have very strong messages. That say you've done enough already, don't cut our service.
Right, exactly. Can you get everyone your information again? And we're going to urge everyone to help.
Sure. Yeah, so Becoming Independent's website is a great way to get to know us. It's www.becomingindependent.org. You can call our main line. It's know us a little better. That's 707-564-6600.
It's a tough situation for everybody, but particularly your situation. There's got to be a lot of sympathy, we hope, in the powers that be for that. I mean, obviously, they don't want to do it, I would hope.
We hear support. We hear language that says we're behind you. And so while they're making really tough cuts in Sacramento, our legislators, we just say, put your force where we voted for you to be. I mean, you've got to act up, so we hear that. And so we just hope we bear witness to that this summer while they're duking out the budget. We hope they stand in front of cuts to people with disabilities and protect that population.
We urge everybody listening to really just email their representatives in Sacramento.
Then. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Just keep the name up in front of them, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's the city pools are important, senior center. There's so many things, and I think it's just very important for us to express our values to the people who have the power in our communities. The board of supervisors, your mayor, city council, and for certain our legislators.
Do you have a time when there's going to be another protest?
I would imagine in June. I do believe that we'll want to apply for a special permit so that we can enter the building in Santa Rosa and have a little bit more quiet space to speak directly to our legislators. And so it takes 3 weeks time or so to get that. So I was good in June, early June, would imagine, send a message. So I'm thinking June, we'll be back.
Okay, I'll keep in touch and let everyone know when that happens.
And we'll be happy to let you know that. I'll make a note to let you see our rally date and make sure you're on our media alert to do that. So that we'd appreciate anybody who's going to join us there.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Cammy, for your wonderful work.
Oh, my pleasure.
And a very difficult situation.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Cammie. Bye-bye.
Bye.